9. Astronomy. Listen to a lecture in an astronomy class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Continuing with our progression through the planets, today we're going to talk about Jupiter. Specifically, I want to focus on how weather patterns relate to how it looks. Jupiter has an amazing look to it, striking bands of color, bright spots. Today we'll go over what makes Jupiter look that way. Jupiter's weather can be attributed in large part to the rotational speed of the planet. Let me talk about that for a second before I get into Jupiter's appearance. So, Jupiter rotates really fast, much faster than Earth. And as we'll see in a second, this causes some interesting things to happen. Okay, first, I'll start talking about the atmospheric bands of color on Jupiter. The bands look like, well, like strips of either a dark red or a light red, almost sandy color. Well, these colored bands are caused by convection. Do you all remember convection from our previous classes? Well, let me remind you, just in case. Convection refers to warm air rising and cool air falling. As warm air rises, it takes with it atmospheric gases. On Jupiter, the rising air makes lighter bands, and the cooler air sinks and creates darker colors. Does everyone follow so far? And here's where the rotational speed comes in. Because the planet is rotating so fast, these bands wrap all the way around the planet. Let's compare that now with what's going on in the Great Red Spot. Now, first think of hurricanes as they occur on Earth. They travel over water, build strength, and then dissipate once they reach land. Okay, with that said, the Great Red Spot is a hurricane, though researchers estimate that it has been going on for the past 300 years. It's also very big. Actually, it's about the size of Earth, if not bigger. Now, this sounds very different from Earth's hurricanes, right? Well, there are a couple of reasons for this. First, Jupiter's rotational speed comes into play again. Scientists believe that the rotational speed helps to sustain the storm, though they aren't exactly sure how yet. In addition, there are no continents, landmasses on Jupiter like we have here on Earth. Hurricanes lose their strength on Earth when they hit land, right? Well, there's no land on Jupiter to do that, so it just keeps going and going and going and...